الرحمن الرحيم. وأما الأحاديث الأول عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: بادروا بالأعمال فتنا كقطع الليل المظلم، يصبح الرجل مؤمن ويمسي كافرا، ويمسي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا، يبيع دينه بعرض من الدنيا. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We're still in this chapter that we are encouraged to do good deeds and that we should turn towards good and with effort and with great stress and without any doubt we should do good deeds and move forward towards Allah Ta'ala. With regard to that, we did two ayats of the Quran Sharif in which Allah encourages us to hurry up and race with one another and try our best to do as much good deeds as possible. The first hadith in this chapter narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Badiru bil a'mal, that hasten with good deeds. Don't delay. Don't think that I'm still young when I get old. When I finish this work of mine, then I will do it. No, give first preference to good deeds and hasten towards doing them. Fitana ka qata'i layli al-muslim. Because such trials and tribulations, fitnas will come like the fitnas will follow one another after, just like a dark night. As the night comes and it becomes darker and darker all the time. At Maghrib time, when the sun has set, it becomes dark. But as time goes on, it becomes darker and darker. Like that, fitnas will come, trials and tribulations, one after the other. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi said in his time, which is a long time ago, he said, we don't finish with one fitna and another 10 fitnas have come. In the Hadith Sharif it comes like a tasbih, dana, the tasbih, and the string breaks of the tasbih, and how all the seeds just fall out one after the other. Fitnas will come like that. And we are witnessing it openly now. Hardly one fitna is finished and another 10 come in. All the time it will be like that. So don't delay. Don't think I will do my good deeds later. Hasten and hurry up and do your good deeds. Don't wait till you are free from your dunya's work. Don't wait till when I get old I will do good deeds. No, immediately start. And the condition will be such, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us 1400 years ago, يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلْ مُؤْمِنْ وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. A person will get up in the morning as a mu'min. By the night he will have become a kafir. And وَيُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا. And at night he will be a mu'min and by the morning he will have lost his iman, he will be a kafir. يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. He will sell his religion for some worldly things. For some worldly material things, he will sell his religion. And we see this happening openly now. And any and everyone is prone to it. We have to be very careful. We don't know who slips when. Nobody should think for himself, I am safe. And nobody should just go on condemning other people as though with a holier-than-thou attitude. We don't know who can be taken in this fitna. This fitna, when it becomes widespread, like when the darkness of the night spreads everywhere, then everyone is affected with that darkness. Even people with good eyesight, they also now, with that eye, with the light of outside not being there and it being dark and completely black and dark, and especially when there is no moonlight also, and it is completely dark when the moon has just been born and there isn't any light of the moon, or at the end when the moon, the wanes away and again, and there are clouds also. As Allah explains in one place, ظُلُمَاتٌ بَعْضُهَا فَوْكَ بَعْضٍ. darkness layer on top of a layer. And when that is there, then even the people with good eyes and strong people also slip and make mistakes. So therefore, we must never be thinking that I am safe. A person must worry about his iman, and together with his worry must make effort that his iman remains intact. And for that continuous effort of iman, the dhikr of Allah is very, very effective. And the dhikr of La ilaha illallah. And that also, even without any concentration, it is beneficial, but minimal. And a person does it with concentration, that with La ilaha, he takes out everything besides Allah from his heart. His pride, jealousy, he's thinking that he's better than others, takabbur, ujub, that he thinks I'm good. Just to think oneself as good is also a very great calamity. A person is must be fearing all the time. And all the other fitnas which are in the heart, which are with the eyes, which are with the tongue, so many fitnas which are all around. So a person must make the dhikr of Allah. He should also meditate in the creation of Allah, reaching towards the existence of Allah. He realizes that Allah is there. He sees the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, فَأَرَفْتُ رَبِّي بِفَسْخِ الْأَذَانِ. I recognize my Allah that whatever I planned, I say, saw the things don't go according to my planning. And I realize then there is somebody else in control of me. If we were in control of all our matters, how we plan, everything should work out perfectly like that. But everyone knows that things don't work out perfectly as we plan them. That means there is somebody else in control. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu explained this, that a person, if he stands on one leg, he can manage to stand on one leg for some time. But let him stand not on either of the two legs. Just suspend it in the air, that he cannot do. So what little bit, whatever asbab we can choose, but that asbab also is in the control of Allah. We can't do anything. It's like a person who haven't got legs, when he can't stand in the air, like that we are. We are dependent fully on Allah Ta'ala. So a person must have an effort of this iman, and that is iman itself. And iman itself is not enough for a person. That we die with iman is not enough for a person. Because in the riwayat of hadith, in Muslim Sharif it comes, many believers will go in Jahannam. Their sins, they did not make tawbah. And Allah did not forgive them on the day of Qiyamah. Then they will have to go to Jahannam to cleanse themselves of their sins and then go to Jannat after that. That is also a great favor of Allah, that eventually they will go to Jannat. But to go to Jahannam for 1 second also, we cannot think about it, how terrible it will be. So husn-e khatima, with tawbah and our gunas are all forgiven, and with iman and all our gunas forgiven, and right from the time of maut, and before maut, when malakul maut comes to us, we see him in a wonderful and good form, and we just go with all goodness from this world. We should make dua for that. Not just for many of us, whenever we give anyone dua, we say, may Allah give you a long life. A long life is not sufficient. If that long life is with all types of illnesses, with all types of financial problems, with all types of other difficulties and hardship, what is the use of that good life, long life? And if it is a long life with afiyat and salamati, well-being, that is good. But then too, if it's in the disobedience of Allah, we are healthy, we have got enough money, but we are in the disobedience of Allah, what is the use of that good life, or long life also? A long life to in the obedience of Allah, and striving for the deen of Allah Ta'ala, and also at the same time with afiyat and salamati, from illnesses, from financial problems, from discord and fight in the family, etc. That is what we should make dua, and that we die with iman kamil, we die with tawbatan nasuha, and we go straight into the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So in this hadith, we are encouraged that we must hasten. Don't delay. Don't think I'm still small. Don't think our children are small. Don't think that when my work has finished, then I will say, I'm still a small boy. When I become young, I'm a youngster. Now it's time for me to enjoy and do all the haram and wrong things. After I get married, I would start. After marriage, then we are worried of having children, of making money. And when my children grow up, I will do. When old age will come, how many of us pass away before that? How many of us, when old age comes, it comes with all its baggage of illnesses, of difficulties. Now a person hasn't got control of his urine. A person, his health is gone down. So then where is he going to make ibadah? So immediately we should start. And in that way, Allah solves our dunya's also all problems. May Allah give us tawfiq and that we start immediately with hastening and going towards Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana. Thank you.